A Sakharov Prize for Kurdish Women, a column by Frederike Geerdink. Semra Güzel has become the next in a long line of Kurdish women who have been jailed by the Turkish state for their involvement in the Kurdish political struggle for justice and equality. Leyla Zana was the first in the early 1990s, jailed after she spoke Kurdish when she took her parliamentary oath, wearing a hairband in the Kurdish colors green, red and yellow. While she was deservedly awarded the Sakharov Prize by the European Parliament in 1995, the women who followed in her footsteps received nothing but a deafening silence from Europe. None of the Kurdish women who spent or are currently spending time in Turkish jails as political prisoners have ever been convicted of an actual crime. Also in that regard, Sana serves as a first example. She spoke her mother tongue in what is supposed to be the Assembly of the People. Other parliamentarians exploded with anger already before she even started taking her oath, because when she bowed her head to read, her hairband became visible. At the time, there were only 7 women in Turkish parliament. Sana was the first Kurdish woman ever to become an MP in Turkey. She had been married off at a young age and had only gone to school for 2 years, having completed her education as an adult. Surely, this background played a role in awarding her the Sakharov Prize, together with her bravery and the fact that the state locked her up for a non-crime. When she was sentenced, she said, "I don't accept any of these accusations, and if they were true, I'd assume responsibility for them, even if it cost me my life. I have defended democracy, human rights and brotherhood between peoples, and I'll keep doing so as long as I live." Currently, 101 women are elected to the Turkish parliament. Semra Güzel was one of them. She was robbed of her parliamentary immunity earlier this year after a photo emerged of her with a PKK fighter. The photo had been taken in 2014, way before she became an MP, and during the peace process between the PKK and the state, when it was tolerated that family and friends of fighters visited the mountains. Güzel, born in 1984, is of a different generation than Leyla Zana, who was born in 1961. Güzel was a medical doctor before she was elected for the HDP. You could say that she reaped the fruit of the activist politics of Leyla Zana and of other female politicians who were born in the 1960s and who have meant incredibly much for the liberation of Kurdish women. Gültan Kuşanak, born 1961, for example, a journalist, a former co-chair of the HDP, former MP and co-mayor of Diyarbakır, who is in jail. Or Leyla Güven, born in 1964, also an MP robbed of her parliamentary immunity and thrown in jail, where she currently still is. Or Aysel Tuluk, born in 1965, who has been jailed for years and was diagnosed with dementia last year, but who is still not released. The position of Kurdish women in society has tremendously changed since the early and mid-1990s. This is due to these active women, and let's not rule out the male contribution either, and due to ideology. In Zana's early days as a politician, women were not on the forefront of the struggle yet. The struggle wasn't feminist to the core yet, as it is now. What Sana said when she was convicted rings even more true today, and any of the women I just mentioned could say exactly the same words now. "I have defended democracy, human rights and brotherhood between peoples, and I'll keep doing so for as long as I live." In 1995, Leyla Zana couldn't accept the Sakharov Prize because Turkey kept her behind bars. Well, she couldn't collect it. She eventually collected it in Brussels in 2004, after her release. At the time, there was optimism in the European Parliament about progress towards democracy in Turkey. This optimism has not materialized in any way. In the years since, Europe has maneuvered itself into a Turkish chokehold though, not daring to stand up to Erdogan's particular kind of fascism, out of fear Turkey will open the border for refugees to cross into Europe and block NATO accession of Finland and Sweden. On top of that, is the fear that Europe is supporting terrorism. Turkey is, after all, using the terrorism legislation against Kurdish MPs, accusing them of PKK membership, and the EU put the PKK on its list of terrorist organizations. Kurdish women have, despite all the repression against them, stuck to their humanitarian and non-violent values. Would Europe dare to award a collective Sakharov Prize to them now? Frederike Geerdink is an independent journalist. Follow her on Twitter, F. Geerdink, or subscribe to her weekly Kurdistan newsletter, link in her Twitter bio.